Blog Talk Radio.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. Come on. Yeah. Let's go.
Do you hear that music? Yes. Then you know that it's time for 30JK over Blog Talk Radio. The phone number here is 347-857-2310. Again, that's 347-857-2310. Or online at blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. JKFX, the number 4, LIFE. All capital, all one word for the word, and you know that's word. Thank you for jamming with us. Thank you for rocking with us. Today is a great day for 30JK, and the party starts right now. How you doing? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to waste any time. We are about to throw down with a very favorite guest of mine, hailing from Houston, Texas, awesome anti-bullying advocate, Unite to Stop Bullying. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you right here, right now, 30JK Nation, this is the very beautiful Ms. Tara Jones.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh, man. Awesome. Now, the last time we met, last time we talked here on the J, we talked about not fueling the fire and not feeding the trolls, right?
That is correct.
Okay, good. Now, before we get into that, I want to know, what have you been up to since the last time we met here?
Oh, well, I have been up to quite a bit. I have, since the new year, and Happy New Year as well, but since the new year, we have launched our new campaign for the 2015 year, which is Spread Love, Stop Hate, which we believe that love can conquers all. And as we've learned through our campaign, is that hurting people hurt people. So in order to heal the wounds of hurting people, we believe that we could put more love into the world and it would eliminate some of the hate that's there. So we have began to launch our campaign for the 2015 year that we're going to be focusing on spreading love through the world. And this would be spreading love to those that feel like they don't deserve love and those that are looking for love. So what we're doing is we're going to be visiting schools, we're going to be visiting events and local organizations and chapters that we could link with to go ahead and spreading the love through giving, through support, through volunteering, through just many different ways that we're able to spread love to show that you know, love can heal wounds.
Oh, very good.
So that
very
is what that our
good.
Anti-bullying organization is doing. But it, me personally, I have many, many flames in the fire.
Now, check this out. I've checked out your video with Mr. Cornelius White. Now, tell me who this guy is.
Cornelius is a professional boxer here. Well, he's in the Houston area, but he's a professional, you know, he's a professional boxer all over. And he has won several championships in the boxing era, but he's also an ambassador for the anti-bullying cause. And he has been a great support for our organization and has been one of, he actually was the father in one of our anti-bullying videos, because everyone in the video were previously either a bully or bullied. So they were not professional actors by no means, but they were either had a heart for it or were bullies or had been bullied. So Mr. Cornelius came in with open arms and just was willing to help end the bullying that's around our country.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, when we talked to Mr. Jason DeCanio, who I announced for most of his shows, let's see, he has some questions for me to ask you. And I told him, please be nice and keep it G-rated, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay. He wants to know what's been going on in the last month, because you haven't responded to him. And no matter what he does, he doesn't have any support for the anti-bullying communities. And he wants to know whether or not you're going to help him fight this guy now that you have been stalked yourself because of the threatening letters and all that, because he didn't fuel this so-called cyber stalker fire in the last month.
Well, within the last month, I personally do not ignore anyone. Let's begin there. But I'm quite surprised at that comment, because I just spoke with him at the New Year and he was wishing me a Happy New Year. But I am more than willing to speak with anyone regarding the anti-bullying cause. However, I do not engage in conversations that do nothing but stir up more hate. I will not indulge in hateful conversations. So if it is truly an anti-bullying cause to where they are willing to take note of what can be prevented and actually do the work, then I'm more than
right.
willing to step in and work with anyone, any organization, any person that's being bullied or bullied others. But again, they will have to take note of what it does, what we can do to prevent it, and actually do the work. Because I just do not put myself in positions to get involved
jeopardize
with
your
adding more hate into the world.
Position.
What was that?
In other words, you don't want to put yourself in a position that will jeopardize your position.
Absolutely. And if they're not going to, again, I'll lay out the groundwork. And the person has to be willing to do the work. But if it's just going to be an ongoing hate conversation, I will not put myself in a position that way. Because we're not getting anywhere. And if I'm going to say we're an organization that's ending bullying through love, and if I see that there's not love, that there's nothing but doing more hate and not applying the steps to take to move forward in love, then that is something or someone that is not willing to really lay down and end the cycle of bullying.
Right, because Mr. DeCanio has been working on this situation for almost 2 years now, and what we're dealing with over here is someone who will not stop regardless of the situation. And because, you know, it's it's always, you know, ongoing with this guy, this cyber stalker that we're talking about.
Okay, so my first question would be, how is this cyber stalking communicating with the bully, the person they feel are being bullied?
Right.
How is the communication going? How are they communicating back and forth?
Yes, and what's your second question?
And so, first of all, I would say no one, okay, can make you do anything. Okay, let's start
right.
there. No one.
Right.
So
right.
if you are communicating with someone, you can always stop one end of the communication. Because I just as I'm speaking with you, Jason, if I didn't
yes.
want to speak with you again, I can always end it. Always.
Right. Right.
So you cannot make me pick up a phone and continue to do something that I'm not willing to do.
Right.
Okay. So
right.
that's one thing. And then additional to that, if I see
uh-huh.
that this person is getting to me and everything that they're doing is hate or negativity.
Right.
And it's just doing nothing but making me feel hate and negative, then I definitely want to end it, period. And
ain't nobody got time for that.
Pretty much. There you go.
Right.
Because
okay.
now you wasted my time.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the answer. He is making websites to prove to everyone that he is being bullied by Mr. DeCanio, the cyber stalker is. And he had ignored him ever since Christmas Day.
Okay.
And what's your take on that?
Okay, so if he ignored them ever since Christmas, how are they getting the information to know that he hasn't stopped?
Right.
You know, even
right.
if it's through a website, how you're still opening the line of communication with this person. You're still allowing this person to come into your world because it's your world. Everybody can create their own little space. You're allowing this person to come to your space and rearrange it. So
right.
you can control your own space. I can control anything
right.
that comes in my way, everything.
Right, right. You know, block out the hate, bring in the love, baby.
Absolutely.
It's like you say on your website, you know, train your mind to see the good in every situation.
Every situation. There's good in every, even the bad, there's still good in it.
Right. Man, I love your quotes, dude. I love your quotes, Tara, for real. I am serious. Okay.
Thank you.
I got some information here saying from my good friend, Mr. DeCanio here. He says, we are documenting the stuff he is writing about him, and even though he had ignored him, Mr. DeCanio, he still receives hateful emails. And what do you say about that?
I say that, okay, so if I was receiving hateful emails and he's continued to send it, so we already found out the line of communication is through email. I would not delete the emails. I will always capture the emails and keep a file of all of the records that are being sent to me. However, I will not answer them. I will not answer
right.
an email that is just literally filled with hate because it's not doing anything for you. Okay, so I will track up the emails, and then there are always when you get enough of them and you see that they're more than just quote-unquote emails or threats or whatever you may have, you can always go to the local authority because now you have a document. Okay, it's not a hearsay, she say. You have an actual document, and they can find the IP address this document is coming from. So
right.
now you have electronic data, and you have an actual product that you can actually take and say, hey, this is what's going on. But if you continue to go back and forth and you're giving hate as spirit was getting hate, that's doing nothing but stirring the fire even more.
All right, check this out. He says that's exactly what this cyber stalker has been doing, and Mr. DeCanio here has also captured the entire hate of this so-called cyber stalker with the mask in Team Pause of you, Tara, and and has an idea of what is really being said and by whom. That's what Mr. DeCanio says.
Could you repeat that, please?
The cyber stalker has been doing the hateful email, and Mr. DeCanio has captured the entire hate of this cyber stalker in his anti-bullying site called Team Pause of You, and he has an idea of what is being really said and by whom.
Great. So now that he has the information, then you take the information to the authorities, because now you have electronic documents, and then they can do their investigations, because now you have something. If it's bothering you that to that point, and there are threats in there, it's not so much as, Jason, I don't like you. People can say that every day. That's not really a threat to you. You know, but if someone is jeopardizing your life, or they're threatening your life, or putting you at harm, then that is something that's worth taking to the authorities and getting some support and help with. But that's a legal document that you have that's showing where, yes, I am being, I'm putting myself in a hurtful situation and someone is threatening me. That is much different than someone saying, I don't like you, or you're not cool, or anything like that, because that's just someone's opinion. There's a difference between an opinion and a threat.
Right. Because, you know, Tara, you're awesome. You're an awesome person.
Thank you.
You should have your own television show or your radio show.
Maybe one day.
But, you know, it'll happen. You never know. Okay. Mr. DeCanio says that he's been capturing all the conversation this guy has been using under, you know, fake impersonations, including impersonating you, Tara. And I know if somebody were to impersonate me, man, everything would fall. Every nicety that I have is thrown out the window, for real. Because, you know, you never, ever impersonate a brother like me, all right? There's only one you can tell. Can I get an amen up in here?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, DeCanio has talked to the authorities, and they have been no help because they are not trained to deal with cyber stalkers. Who do you think is trained to deal with people like the cyber stalkers?
Well, yes, the authorities do deal with cyber stalking. However, again, there is a difference between a threat and it's a difference between a threat and just someone saying, you know, meaningless things about their opinion about who you are. So depending on the level of documents that he has, it depends on what is being read inside the document. So if I have a letter that someone, I don't like you, you know, you wear red when you should wear blue, you know, hey, you know, I don't expect my authority that could be getting murder suspects off the streets to take on something like that. However, if he is bringing a documentation that shows that, you know, I'm going to get you, or you are, you know, you should be dead, and you know, those type of things that will be alarming. I'm sure it's much more, but that could be alarming to an authority. So you have to be you have to make sure. That's why I was very adamant about speaking on creating a file, and this file would show threats. And it has to be detailed threats about that will be harmful to your life. An opinion about somebody, that doesn't matter. I heard you say that someone is impersonating me. Does that bother me? Absolutely not. Because one, I know who I am, and I know whose I belong to. So them impersonating me, they're not me. They could never be me. They can't try to be me. They can only imitate me, but they're still not me. So if a person was to come to me about some things that they said I said, I'm the only one can tell what I said. They can say these things, but now you're trying to be someone you're not. So that doesn't bother me at all. I'm actually quite flattered because now you're trying to be something that you are not, and it happens to be me. So does that bother me? No, absolutely not. You just kind of pass those things on. As long as you don't threaten my life, as long as you don't put me in harm's way, then okay. You know, if we as people got offended by every single thing a person said, done, or impersonated, we'll never have a happy life, ever. So that's when it goes back to, you know who you are, own it, and those people in that mindset, they couldn't touch you, you know, because, again, hurting people hurt people. Exactly. So that just tells me that on the other side, there's somebody that's really hurting out there.
Stop. Hammer time. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. It all goes back to fight for your success by knocking out excuses.
That's absolutely right. That's right.
Okay. That's right. You know, now, according to the Kenyo, you have access to Team PAWS, which stands for People Against Web Stalkers. The words and comments coming from this one guy impersonating different people and should definitely raise the bar as to what kind of person we are dealing with, meaning you, me, the Kenyo, and all the others involved. Okay?
Okay.
And this is how we're going to get them, you know. Not by spreading hate, but, you know, by showing people that we, you know, we're not going to take this anymore, and we're gonna fight back with not fire, but, you know, try to spread some love toward people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you do spread love. I mean, whoever this person is, I would love to love them. You know, so it's not. I mean, I truly believe in love, and I believe that, you know, if we have to also do some self-checking, okay? It's not always the other person. We also have to do some self-checking. You know, are we, as in the person on, are we doing our part as in spreading love and not hate? Are we going back and forth with the hateful emails? So we also have to do a self-check because, again, hurting people hurt people. Are we allowing the world to see our hurt? Or are we just saying, oh, that person? You know, it has to be a self-check. When we do our self-check and we know we're all good, then we can say, you know, let me spread some love to someone else. I don't indulge in I won't go back and forth in hateful emails. I won't go back and forth in hateful groups. I won't go. That's not the circle I'm trying to create for myself. So
right.
If I'm going to be true about who I am as the person that's spreading love, I'm only going to be put myself in lovable situations. And
right.
With the other person, I'm only going to spread love to them. So, I mean, that nothing that they can do can hurt me unless it's a true threat.
Right, right. Okay, Mr. DeCanio says he has been moving forward nursing a sinus infection but still doing his YouTube shows, which I announced for, Queens New Yorker, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And he's enjoying time with his girlfriend and having a grand time. That's positive.
Awesome. Awesome.
One more thing. Hi to Michael Jones. You are a lucky man.
I'll make sure he knows that.
And who is Michael Jones for those of you that, for those people that are just tuning in? And what does he do?
Michael is my husband. Michael owns a logistics company.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, Tara, let me tell you something. I have had a lot of fun hanging out with you on 30JK. And let me see. Oh, honestly, Mr. DeCanio says he surely does not want to put you, Tara, in harm's way. But no, he will be fighting for your dignity and respect as an advocate. So you have his word on it.
Thank you, Anne. And you know, let Jason know by no means at all I feel threatened at all by anyone, because I'm true about what I say. So I really in my heart believe that love conquers all, and we could fight bullying through love and showing love to others and ignoring the nonsense. And the nonsense would be the hate and the belittling of people and degrading of people. Because if we all had a choice on what we look like, if we all had a choice on who our families are, or if we all had a choice on what our surroundings would be, then everybody would have a perfect life. But since we don't have a choice on most things that people do bully about, then you just go with what you have and you make it the best. You make the best of it.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. And where do they find you online, just in case they forget?
They can always contact me at contact@unitetostopbullying.org.
Okay, cool. And
the website is www.unitetostopbullying.org as well. So the email is contact@unitetostopbullying.org, and the website is unitetostopbullying.org.
Hey, I got your number off my screen. I will definitely keep in contact with you. And you know what I'm saying? Keep up the great work. I love you.
Always. Yes.
Houston! Oh,
thanks
my gosh.
So much, Jason.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day.
You as well.
All right. Okay. Now, let's get back over here, and we will say hello to Mr. Jazzy Jason Gugtonio! Speak to me, Jazzy!
Now, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. I want to say, first of all, that was a great show. And that you guys did a wonderful job with the questions and answers. And I think there's no way that our cyber stalker can say anything derogatory to destroy this great moment we have had. Very nicely done. You did a great job.
Thank you. I'm glad you had to listen to it, man.
Well,
anything else you
want to
say?
Know that we're going to continue fighting this guy, and if he's listening, he's got another thing coming tonight when Mr. DeMarco gives him a taste of his own medicine. And I surely want to let him know that on the record, all those fake channels out there are not me. And if you still don't want to believe me, then continue to live in your little fantasy world, because, buddy, I'm moving forward into reality, which is where we're going, to reality.
Dum da dum 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 da dum dum dum. There you go. My goodness.
And I'm feeling a lot better today, so still getting over the infection, but I should have my radio voice in another week or so.
Well, very, very good. Very, very good. So what will we be expecting? What will we be expecting, Mr. DeCanio, on your shows come the time you get better?
Well, expect some new music from the playlist. Remember to get your playlist ready for the new shows of the year. And with the Queens New Yorker, look for more continuations of the Rockaways. We'll be getting soon into each individual city once the episodes start coming again. I had to record episode 101 coming up soon. So, as you can see, I'm still hacking a cough, but not too bad today. We'll see what happens.
Oh, good, good, good. And how's Stephanie, by the way?
Doing all right. She's getting off for just about maybe one more minute, and then we're going to hit on and then do our thing, man. So.
Awesome thing, awesome thing. Well, again, Jazzy Jason, giving it to you on the Queens New Yorker, the Jason DeCanio Show, and the Queens New Yorker.
Yo.
From the WJDC Studios in awesome Oviedo, Florida. And then,
you
right.
Take care of yourself, man.
You got it, brother. You got it. Thank you for calling. And I'll see you later, all right?
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Okay. That's it from here. We will see you on the flip side with more great fun on 30JK. And the next time we come back, oh yeah, E-Man Jones from Dayton, Ohio, the rapper famous for songs like One More Time, OMT, featuring HG2, and of course his signature song, That's Love, featuring legendary talk boxer, Mr. More Bounce to the Ounce himself. Yep, that's right, Mr. Terry Zapp to Routman. Hey, 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 keeping it old school rolling. You know what I'm saying? Till the next time we hear from you again, horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what true devils always do all day, all night, all the time. And as always, imparting, you remember this. It's a JK thing. Sissy. We gone. Let's go. We'll be right back.
it's all the school, baby.